just like perfect, yeah, yeah, just like perfect, just like perfect, just like perfect, just like perfect, just like perfect. You be the red and I'll be the jacket.
Hey friends, this is Amy Foster
and Cheryl Zentner.
And this episode of My Pretend Boyfriend, the pretend boyfriend of, I don't want to say week because it's weird because it might be more than a week or it might be this podcast, like special attention. What should we say?
This episode.
Okay. That would probably make
the most. This episode's boyfriend.
Yes. This episode, our boyfriend is Justin Trudeau. the Prime Minister of Canada.
The hottest prime minister.
Yes.
In the world.
That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just that we're Canadian. We are Canadian. Married to Canadians.
Yes.
And we have Canadian sons. It's just that men from Canada are really the best looking men in the world, I think.
No doubt about it.
Okay, why don't you ask me the first question? Let's go. Let's go with our 10 questions.
Okay, number one, what is it like to be with the hottest world leader?
Yes, Justin is the other JT, as we call him at home. The other JT.
Who is also bringing sexy back.
Yes,
so
hardcore. I'm surprised that no one's done that.
Yes.
So he is by far and away the hottest world leader, the hottest leader the world has ever had since the Kennedy administration, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it is, and we've said it, is that it's sort of like he's Christian Grey without the red sex dungeon.
So he's a polite Christian Grey.
He's
gentle.
He's a gentle, non-threatening Christian Grey who doesn't spank you unless you ask you're really, really nice about it and you say please a lot. Then he'll give you a little tap.
Okay.
But he's not. He's so nice. He's so nice.
50 shades of please.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Thank you. 50 shades of please and thank you. However, I mean,
and sorry.
And sorry. And sorry. However, he does, he's commanding because he's a world leader like Christian Grey and he has a lot of people working for him.
He's powerful.
But he doesn't want to hit you with a belt.
Never.
So that'd be so rude.
Would he?
No.
No.
Okay, so my next question is, so he has this super hectic life.
Mm.
Do you and JT, the other JT, ever just sit around and watch The Voice?
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're into it? You're down?
We're into it. We're so into it.
Who do you, if JT was the first JT, the OG JT.
You mean Justin Timberlake?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys, and he went on the show to sing. Who would the other JT choose as his coach?
I feel that he would go with Pharrell.
He would?
He would.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because of why?
A coach for Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, no, for himself.
Oh, Justin Trudeau.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Justin Trudeau?
Yeah.
I feel that he would probably go with, Gwen. Gwen Stefani.
Because she's a pretty lady.
Yeah, she's a beautiful blonde pretty lady. And
he does
it just happens.
That's so true.
There we go.
Okay, go ahead with the next question.
Okay. So being from two Canadian dynastic families, the Fosters and Trudeaus.
That is true.
One a political powerhouse family, a musical.
Mm-hmm. Philanthropic.
And philanthropic powerhouse family as well.
Yeah.
Is there still this pressure?
Yes.
To kind of recreate that Lisa Marie, Michael Jackson marriage dynamic where it was that kind of makes sense. Yet at the same time, is it kind of did you guys all grow up going to the same barbecues together?
No, we didn't, which is such a shame. I can't even tell you. Let me tell you that I really feel like I missed the boat on that one in real life. For realsies.
You never ever crossed paths before?
For realsies between me, you, and the people that are listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
I for realsies was oh man. missed the boat. He's only a couple of years older than me. I think I could have, like, we could have hung together for reals. Like, I think I might have been his type.
I have a little 6 degrees of separation with the young Justin Trudeau myself. In my early 20s, mm-hmm. and in Justin's also early 20s, because I believe we're the same age.
We're not the same age. He's 2 years older than me.
Okay, so we're around the same age. We brushed elbows at the mm-hmm. same night spot.
Oh.
Not that he ever spoke to me. And by brushing elbows, I mean, like, from across the room. Yes. A very safe distance.
And by brushed elbows, you mean, like, brushed eyeballs.
Yeah.
Like, glances. You brushed glances at each other?
By brush, I just mean, I think I was brushing my hair.
Yeah.
In the corner. Watching him. But he was at a night spot.
Uh-huh. A night spot.
Shaking his little Canadian groove thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I don't, I feel like we're just taking it one day at a time. We're just like enjoying
what it is in the moment.
What it is and not worrying about, you know, this huge family pressure to mm-hmm. bring these two, like you said, huge dynasties. Like, it's not true at all. I can't even say it with a straight face anymore. Can't even do it. I can't say it with a straight face anymore.
I feel like if you guys created this Foster Trudeau mm-hmm. super baby.
Oh my God. That would be a super baby.
It would have this amazing bone structure.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect pitch.
Yes.
Great public speaking.
Uh-huh. Sort of Gallic insouciance, yes. as well, like a whatever, like
that's
in a
right.
way, like as a being French and a musical, it would be a different vibe of a baby.
Yeah. And a very magnetic personality.
Yeah.
That would be a powerful baby.
The world will never know because this womb is closed for business, even for you, JT. Even for you, buddy.
Monsieur Trudeau.
No. Okay. So a lot of people want to know, mm-hmm. How tall is the other JT?
Justin Trudeau?
Yes.
Monsieur Trudeau is 8 feet, 6 inches tall.
That is very tall.
He is a statue.
I did not realize that he was so tall.
Man.
He is actually a statue.
He actually is. He is a monument of a man. And I am proud to stand beside
Wow.
my political Goliath.
That is amazing. Thank you, Cheryl, for
answering
that question. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What is Justin's favorite movie?
Right. Okay, so his favorite movie is The Mighty Ducks, obviously, a great Canadian franchise movie. Yeah. And also, you know, this might surprise people a little bit, but maybe not so much when you consider that he is the polite Christian Grey of the world's leaders as well.
Right.
Twilight, you know, the Twilight saga really speaks to Justin's softer, you know, more sensitive side. And it also shows the majestic beauty of the British Columbian coast and the forest of the beautiful forest and redwoods of British Columbia.
Right.
So he gets to see the majesty of his country and the undying forever love of Bella and Edward.
And the wonderful financial gains for the province of British
That's
Columbia.
That's true. So it's a win. It's a romantic win-win.
Situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Next question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, me. Okay.
Yeah.
What is the first act of parliament that Justin will... What is it called? An act?
First act
passed into first act. Well, I don't know what it's called in Canada. What is his going to be his first act of parliament? That's
his,
what it is. That's what
first,
it's called. Yes.
His first act of parliament.
Yes.
Oh man. I don't know if it's going to be an act of parliament, but what is he going to give back to the people?
Uh-huh.
To say thank you.
Yes.
For bringing him back into the White House of Canada, which I don't know what it's called.
The
Ottawa. I am awful
I don't
with
think
politics.
Is there a house?
No, there is
It's
not.
Like a Rideau
it's the
house.
It's
the
like
Richelieu
Parliament.
House.
It's like the House of Commons.
I know, but like, do prime ministers live in like a house, like
I
10 Downing in Canada? How can we not know that? That is not.
I haven't been brought there yet.
I mean, you've been to Ottawa, certainly.
Well, obviously his first act of parliament will be actually to move me in.
Right.
To the Canadian White House.
Right.
Whatever it's called.
Because you're like the Olivia Pope of Canada.
Whatever that means.
She's, oh my God, Scandal.
Oh, yes. Okay, there we go. I'm so the Olivia
Hello.
Pope.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so I think the first thing that he's going to do for his people is, you know, also impart something that he feels very strongly about, and that has given him a lot of, given him a lot of press himself and positive vibes. And that would be some free hairstyling.
Hairstyling.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's super important.
That's very important. Yeah. Because if you look at Justin Trudeau.
Yeah.
You know, that's a signature thing, if you think about it, right?
Yeah.
Obama has his ears.
Right.
And
JT has his hair.
JT has his hair in his face.
So just haircuts.
Haircuts, hairstyling. He'll actually do it for you.
Oh.
He will do
it
for you.
That's a bonus.
That's right.
Although I don't know if I really like him touching everybody's hair.
Well, he actually went into the subway, Montreal subway station, the day after he got sworn in, or the day after he got elected, and shook the hands of the people. That's what my Justin does.
I mean, he's allowed to shake people's hands, but I don't want him touching anyone's head but mine, really. Sorry.
Okay, next
question. He might be polite, but I'm not that polite. Go ahead.
Who was that old guy that Justin Trudeau replaced? I feel I can answer this question a bit better than you.
He had the opposite of Justin's hair, correct? He had, like, really bad hair.
He was pretty much the opposite to Justin in all ways.
I want to say his name
was, in that Justin has a soul.
Right.
This guy does not have a soul.
Okay. I want to say his name was like Herbert or maybe like, was it like had a Bert in it? Like a Bert or a Norbert or like a Herbert or like a.
Satan. Yes. You got it right.
Oh gosh.
It is Stephen Harper.
Oh, that's not ringing a bell.
No, it's not. Stephen Harper in office for 10 years and completely decimated the Canadian morale, in my opinion.
I didn't even know that anyone was actually in, had filled the job. I thought they were just waiting, like holding Justin's place until he sort of came of age, like a king, or there was like maybe like a regent that was running things until JT moved up.
It was so bad. It is so bad that people are rejoicing in my neighborhood in Vancouver. All the stop signs in my neighborhood say stop, and then with stickers underneath that say Harper underneath it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So if JT was to have another job, which I obviously can't imagine,
because
he's a savior, the savior of all things Canadian, what would that other job be?
I truly believe that we... You know, Canada has a secret service.
The Mounties.
No, it's not the Mounties.
Okay.
I have no idea what it's called.
I think it is part of the Mounties.
But we only have, like, one spy.
Oh, really?
And that spy...
Maybe his name is Bert.
No.
Okay.
That one spy is Justin Trudeau. Because Justin Trudeau is basically a Canadian James Bond.
Oh, he is.
So
he
think about it.
He looks like a Canadian James Bond. He looks like James Bond, like a James Bond like casting.
And I think he's been doing this for a while, but he couldn't say because he's secret.
Right, he's a spy.
He's secret.
I feel like being the leader of the country, and maybe it makes it easier for you to be a spy. I don't know. Because, like, you just, like, maybe just have to ask somebody and then they give you what you want in exchange for, like, grain or maybe, like, land. Right. Like, I mean, look, the thing is you go and steal secrets as a spy, right?
Yeah.
But as the world's leader, like, maybe you wouldn't have to steal them. Maybe you could be like, can you hand me this secret over and I'll give you, like, 14, like, train loads worth of grain or lumber.
Right. Or you just say, give me the secrets.
Or you just say, give me the secrets.
That's pretty much what I think.
But he just wouldn't because he's so polite.
He's very polite. He is very much about the people.
Maybe he wouldn't. He would just... You know, he would just do
it. I kind of feel that Justin would be like, I already know that secret.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. That's good to know.
Okay.
Right.
What does the inside of Justin Trudeau's car smell like?
Okay. The inside of his car, which is, I'm trying to think about what kind of car he has, which I'm trying to think it would be like, now it's like a official car. Like a town car.
It's like a black town car.
Right, because he can't have anything else, right? He can't, like, drive in his, like, Nissan now or whatever. He had, like, a Pathfinder.
He has a Mazda. His Yaris.
He had, like, a Nissan Pathfinder before, but now he can't drive in that.
Yeah.
But the inside smells like his hair conditioner, which is a super important part of his regime. And freedom, obviously. So, hair conditioner, freedom, and maple syrup.
Amazing combination.
Yeah. I love spending time in that car for so many reasons.
It's a very soft smell.
So many
it's
reasons.
It's an enveloping
so
soft
much time
smell.
In that car. I can't yes. tell you. It's like a lot of time in that car. Way too much time in that car. Like a lot, like hours.
Okay. Next question.
What does Justin Trudeau get you for your birthday?
Affordable health care.
Amazing.
Snowshoes.
Awesome.
A personal trainer.
Just like Christian Grey.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And a trip across the border to shop at Target.
Oh my God, that's the best part.
That's right.
You might have to be Canadian to understand that how, the importance of that last one.
That's right.
They even tried to open up a Target in Canada and it failed.
It did not work.
Because you have to be at American Target in order for it to work.
We just did. I think we're still catching on to the idea of like, we can buy whatever we want in one place.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Maybe that's Justin's purpose. Maybe that's going to be like his platform. Like, I'm going to bring it so that people understand that just because this is a socialist country and you do have to wait 4 years for an MRI, you can go to one place and buy all of your goods.
I think the beauty about Justin Trudeau is that he's going to bring back the Canadian pride again.
I hope so.
You know,
on a serious note, that would be great.
On a serious note, I think that is one of the biggest things having Justin Trudeau in as our prime minister is that it's going to bring back Canadian pride. We're going to be able to say with all joyousness, our prime minister is hotter than your prime minister
or any other world leader ever. I just can't think of another world leader that's ever been as hot as him.
No.
Ever.
I really don't.
Like, ever in the history of the world. Since time began, there's never been a hotter world leader. Like, maybe like a king or something. Like, maybe a Swedish king.
Vikings.
A Swedish king or like one of those like Danish royalty might be able to cut it up there with him, but like real power, I don't know.
Wait a minute. It's like we have like our own Prince William and Prince Harry.
Yes.
That's what
but
it
like,
is.
But with real power.
Yes.
Right.